Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Coming up, scores and highlights from around the state, plus reaction, analysis, and more.
You see my hand up?
Now, here's your hosts, Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer.
Big Boy Sky didn't get the message this evening. It's Dan Pfeiffer and John Pearson. Chuck Freeman out watching the Brewers in Los Angeles right now. Appreciate John for filling in this evening. Yep. Spencer Williams is the guy running the board, answering the phones, doing a great job as well. And we've even got Ryan Ellerbush helping us with the scoreboard this evening. John, I want to go back to that Nina result. That's the shocking result of the night, if not the shocking result of the season. Nina suffers an injury at the quarterback position. Hortonville, a one-win team, knocks off the 7-1, fifth-ranked in Division I Nina Rockets. And that means the Kimberly Papermakers earn a tie with Nina in the FVA. And that really shakes things up going into the postseason as well.
And it'll be really interesting to see how Nina responds to that. Of course, we didn't really get an update on how their quarterback is. If he's able to come back and they are able to put things together, it's just he's the centerpiece of what they do. So if he's able to come back, and they maybe have lost their invincible quality a little bit, but they're a team now that you know that they're going to be able to respond, because they have been through pretty much every scenario as they've been a powerhouse so long.
All right, let's get back to the updates, and let's send it out to Moose Country, 106.7 Eau Claire, where Noah Schwartz had the chance to see Spring Valley take on Colfax tonight, and it sounds like Spring Valley had their way in this one. Noah?
Yeah, Spring Valley came into this game right at 500, 4-4, and Colfax 0-8, trying to avoid Ofer for another season in a row for those Vikings. Colfax actually got out to a hot start, touchdown and a two-point conversion, thanks to a good running drive to open up the game, but that's as close as they got. It was all Spring Valley as they steamrolled ahead, put up 36 unanswered for that 36-8 win. So Spring Valley up to 5-4. They get a winning record. Who knows what the playoff picture could look like. But for Colfax, they drop to 0-9 on the season, and they will spend another few months looking for their first win since way back in 2019.
Thank you very much, Noah Schwartz. Yes, tough season for Colfax, but Spring Valley likely headed to the postseason. Looks like they've got a good chance of hosting a home game in Level 1 of the Division 7 playoffs. John, you know, we've got Noah Schwartz of Moose Country. We also have Craig Bone of Cow Country. He's not joining us this week, but the only commonality, I believe, between Cow Country and Moose Country is you have to watch your step.
Exactly, because I actually come from Platypus Country myself.
Platypus Country.
And you don't really have to, I mean, you just got to, they don't move fast enough to really cause a problem there. So, yeah.
So you were just out meandering among the platypuses when you were a small child?
Well, I kind of had a similar build, so it actually was nice for me.
This is why I love this week's show. Let's move on to the king of the concession stand, Wade Bates. He joins us from Daily Dodge and ESPN Beaver Dam. He's been following the Beaver Dam Golden Beavers throughout this season. And Wade, Beaver Dam came into this week on the precipice of being in the postseason, but they needed a win this week to secure that spot. They had a tough challenge against a team that was trying to secure the championship in the East Central Conference going into this week in the Plymouth Panthers. What did you see in this one, Wade?
Well, Beaver Dam was playing for a share of the East Central Conference championship as well, Dan. If they would have won, they would have forced a three-way tie with Port Washington but in Plymouth. But Plymouth, a thrilling 27-26 win tonight at H.H. Durley Field. This had the feel of one of those games where the last team to have the football was going to win as they traded touchdowns going back and forth. Beaver Dam's Parker Blank scored in a 75-yard touchdown run with 4:02 left in regulation, giving Beaver Dam that 26-21 lead. Plymouth, though, came back as Caden Schultz hit Aiden DeMunk on a 14-yard touchdown pass on 4th-and-7 with 1:04 left to give Plymouth that one-point lead after the two-point conversion didn't work. Beaver Dam got the football back on their second play. Plymouth forced a turnover, and then they ran out the clock to raise the championship trophy. Now, Parker Blank ended with 259 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns, also threw a touchdown pass. Devin Miller, 206 yards on the ground for Plymouth, as they're now in the mix for number one seed in D3. Beaver Dam, they may be on the outside of the postseason. They'll have to wait and see, depending on what happened behind them in the Division II matrix.
Thank you very much, Wade, and I hope the hot dogs were enjoyable tonight. You know, John, when you talk about this new postseason system, that's the thing. It used to be in the past that if a team finished just beneath that 500 mark, we could say they were on the bubble. If they got to 4-3, they were safely in. With a team like Beaver Dam, we're leaving tonight saying we don't know what's going to happen until the brackets come out tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's like you want to be able to take care of it on the field, but it does bring a little excitement to the morning. I think a lot of alarm clocks that aren't set on Saturday mornings will be set right there. But I think for Plymouth, that's going to be actually good for them because they have been pretty dominant at times this year. And sometimes when you don't face big challenges as the year goes on, you get to the playoffs and the first time somebody smacks you in the mouth, you don't know what to do. This is one where they had to really reach down to win it. So that's probably going to really be something that they'll be ready for anything once the playoffs start.
Sean Davis of the Wisconsin State Journal covered the Badgers small this evening and the Sauk Prairie Eagles as they went up against the Edgewood Eagles, and it's looking like, or excuse me, the Edgewood Crusaders, and it's looking like tonight, Sean, we might have had an upset in this game too.
Yes, we did. Huge program win for the Eagles of Sauk Prairie. Went into halftime down 7-6, scored two touchdowns in the second half. The first, a 3-yard QB keeper by Caden Hermsdorf. The second, a 53-yard cutback from Ethan Gibbs to put this one away 20-7. And apologies, it's Wyatt Gibbs. Ethan's the older brother. So 20-7 win for Sauk Prairie. Earns the Eagles a split of their first conference title since 1981, and should give them a nice little boost going into Selection Saturday tomorrow as they look to potentially push for a top three seed.
Thank you very much, Sean, and that is a big result for the Eagles of Sauk Prairie as they do something they haven't done since literally the 20th century, John. And not only that, with Mount Horeb-Barneveld getting a victory, they share the Badger Small title as well. There's only six teams in the Badger Small, and you've got three champions there.
Yeah, and there are probably some grandparents of the kids that are on this team that could tell the kids about the last time that they won that conference right there. So that's pretty amazing when you think about all that time. You'd think there would have been one time where he rose up, but they rose up in 2025.
We have Mike Wendland on the line from Zaleski Sports. Mike, I'm going to ask you to hold because this is a big enough game tonight that I want to give it some good time here. Notre Dame took on Oshkosh North tonight. Notre Dame, of course, also a defending state champion from last year. They moved up to Division II this year, and they are still unbeaten on the season. They took on Oshkosh North. They came into this game tied for the lead in the FRCC South at 6-0. So, Mike, I want to give you time for that one. We'll bring you back on after the break. But, John, you know, a couple surprising results. We mentioned the Hortonville result. Now we're hearing about this with Sauk Prairie getting that victory tonight over Edgewood. Here at the end of the season, I think what we're seeing is some teams, especially with this new playoff system, sensing the desperation at the end of the year and really bringing their best to try and improve their playoff position, knowing that there are a lot of unknowns.
Yes, and it's sometimes it's just a team gets a little too banged up. Sometimes they're facing somebody that they know this is the end of their season. They're going to reach down just a little bit more. So these teams that were looking ahead at all to the playoffs, that's a huge mistake. And the teams that are trying to accomplish something that they've never done basically in the lifetime of any of these players and maybe even some of the coaches, that's probably going to be, that needs to be a team of the week type of consideration just for what they just did.
Yeah, we've also got a great game tonight with Potosi Cassville taking on Black Hawk Warren. Hoping to talk with Tyler Dictonis of Queen Bee Radio about that one a little later. Phil Nee at Prairie du Chien taking on Richland Center. Tony Giordano will be joining us later on from The Score in Appleton. He's got Appleton East taking on Kakana this evening. Dave Tindall, the best country station number one, WJMC 96.1 FM in Rice Lake. He had Hudson and Rice Lake tonight. We're even talking with John Satterley later of 97.7 Country WGLR in Lancaster as the Flying Arrows of Lancaster go up against New Glarus. Just a ton of great games tonight. Teams scratching and clawing to get into the postseason, doing what they have to do, as well as teams recognizing that a conference championship is on the line. Wanakee is your champion in the Badger Large. They defeat Milton tonight in a great game, 42-14. Milton came in with a chance to get a share of the Badger Large championship. That will not happen for them. Wanakee will be the sole champion of the Badger Large. We've got so much more to talk about, and we'll do it more after this break. Football Friday night. Stick around. You
You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up. I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BLUE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BLUE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BLUE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Under government quarantine lies an abandoned landfill in Franklin, Wisconsin, inhabited long ago by a trailer community. What followed was gruesome. Minds poisoned, mutations rose, now mutants are hungry for human flesh. They're watching and waiting.
I can see you.
The Hill Has Eyes is rated the Midwest number one outdoor haunt. Four outdoor attractions for the price of one. 45 acres and 60 minutes of sheer terror. Buy your tickets online and reserve your time slot as most nights will sell out. Beer tent, DJ, and nightly bonfires. Open weekends in October. Visit hillhaseyes.com.
Warning, ladies, this haunt causes beefy pants.
Jason, what are you singing?
Working on a new jingle to promote Capital's $49 drain clearing. When your sink fills up with gunk, don't stress, don't whine. It's only $49.
Don't take this the wrong way, man, but I'd stick to plumbing, heating, and cooling if I were you.
That's fair, but people need to know that we clear clogs for only $49.
Fine, but I would have rhymed gunk with junk. It's so obvious.
Call CapitalCares.com.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap, to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time, and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Hello everyone, this is Brian from Walsh's. Keep your home safe with our buy two, get one free deal on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers. Tackle any mess with a Craftsman 6-gallon wet-dry vac for only $69.99 and fire up your Weber Smoke wood pellet grill for $7.99. Organize your space with 15 or 27-gallon heavy-duty storage totes for just $7.99. Stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Artisan Service and Repair in Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Artisan Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit ArtisanRepair.com. Keep farming with Artisans.
Pearson, the King of Kohlers, Spencer Williams, punching the buttons, getting Dua Lipa going on the broadcast here too. I like this. Football Friday night, week 9 of the 2025 WIAA high school football season, finding out who is increasing their playoff champion, or chances, who is winning conference championships, and more. And let's bring on, as teased, Mike Wentland of Zaleski Sports, who had the Tritons of Notre Dame Academy against Oshkosh North tonight with a conference championship on the line. Was Oshkosh North able to get the conference championship at home, or was Notre Dame able to stay unbeaten in this battle of unbeatens, Mike?
Yeah, fellas, it's really the first real test for either of these two teams in the FRCC South. They had been dominant, controlling the play in pretty much every facet the first 7 weeks, first 6 weeks of conference play. And Notre Dame got the ball first, 11 plays, all of them runs with Kingston Allen. He eventually took the 11th one, 52 yards for a score, and Notre Dame was off and running. But Oshkosh North would answer back-to-back drives with touchdowns, deep balls from Bryce Sott to Dalton Clark, 53 yards, and then 39 yards after a couple three-and-outs. And early second quarter, North was up 14-7, and it looked like we were going to be in for a shootout, a back-and-forth affair. But the Triton defense said that was enough. And then their offense would turn things back over to Kingston Allen, who is continuing that trend of legendary Notre Dame running backs. He ended up running for three more touchdowns in the game. By my count, 42 carries, 275 yards, and four touchdowns for the junior. He was unstoppable. He was falling forward. He was trucking defenders. He was spinning out of tackles. He even got a carry of five-plus yards where he was horizontal and airborne and being carried by defenders. It was a clinical performance for the Notre Dame ground attack. They are looking like a juggernaut heading into playoff time. Even if they're up a division, they're looking like a team that is well on their way to a trip to Camp Randall.
Mike Wendland of Zaleski Sports, great report. Appreciate you. Thank you very much. Yeah, Notre Dame, they've proven that running the football can still be an effective solution in the state of Wisconsin in the age of the spread offense, and they are going to be a force to contend with in Division II after winning a state championship last year in Division III, John.
Yeah, my high school growing up, we threw the ball about seven times a year.
That was very common once upon a time.
Yeah, and our coach was this legendary guy, won about four state championships, and then one day he called a press conference. We weren't sure what was going on, and he said, it's come to my attention that to win in this age, you need to throw the ball. Therefore, I'm announcing my retirement today. And that was it, because he just could not imagine doing that, because we would, when we were just going to throw the ball around, we just pitched it back and forth because none of us could throw.
There you have it. Tony Giordano of The Score in Appleton. It was an eventful night in the Fox Valley Association, as we have talked about already. But Tony had a good game tonight between Appleton East and Kaukauna, because both of these teams are thinking about the postseason, but maybe on the bubble. Who was able to get the victory in this one, Tony?
Yeah, great question, Dan. I'll tell you that this was a tight battle, pretty tense all the way through. Appleton East was riding the momentum of an upset victory against Appleton North last week, and they carried that momentum into this week. They led 7-0 at halftime after an Aiden Cruz touchdown at the end of the second quarter. But then it was all Kaukauna scoring-wise from there. A 6-yard rushing touchdown and a 30-yard receiving touchdown, both of those coming from senior running back Aiden Reardon. The Ghosts held the Patriots to 48 total yards and 4 net yards rushing based on our stat keeping on the broadcast we had of the game. So Kaukauna was victorious 14-7 in this one, and the Ghosts were in a win-and-in position with D2 and Appleton East being Division I. So Kaukauna just about wrapped up a playoff spot with this victory here. Again, the Ghosts 14-7 over Appleton East.
Thank you very much, Tony. Great update. We're going to keep things rolling here as we move on to Gene Delisio of Timeless Classics 98.7 WDLB in Marshfield. He had Spash and Marshfield tonight. This was a game where Stevens Point could use a victory, but Marshfield has been pretty good this season. Sounds like it was a good game, Gene.
Certainly it was, Dan. 4 straight wins now for Marshfield, and for the second straight week, the Tigers win on a last-second field goal by Aaron Ogna. He kicked a 29-yarder with 12 seconds to play to give Marshfield a win by a score of 32-30. Some big offensive numbers in this ballgame as these teams combined for close to 1,000 yards of offense. Marshfield's Hayden Carlson ran for what would be a school record 295 yards and 3 scores. On the Stevens Point side, Tucker Phillips carried for 212 yards and a touchdown, and their fine quarterback Trent Breitbach, also running the football, rushed for 175 and 3 scores, but he also threw 3 pass interceptions in this ballgame. So Marshfield comes from behind late, wins this ballgame 32-30, their 4th straight win. They improved to 5-4 on the season. Stevens Point also 5-4, but their playoff situation a bit in doubt going into postseason play next week.
That's kind of the way that a lot of teams feel right now, in doubt. But thank you very much for the update on that one. Let's keep on moving as Onalaska went up against La Crosse Central tonight. Todd Sommerfeld has the region covered with CooleySports.com. Was it Onalaska or La Crosse Central who could get a victory tonight, Todd?
Well, end of the game with a four-game winning streak. Central come in with a six-game winning streak. Central had already had a share of the MVC championship coming into this one, but Onalaska beats them 20-14. Kaysen Stettler for Onalaska, 113 rushing yards, two touchdowns. A big point in this game, I think, came at the end of the first half. Onalaska took possession with 1:25 on the clock. They were up 6-0 at the time at the 10-yard line and decided, you know, we're not going to kneel this thing out. We're not just going to run out the clock. We're going to try to score. They went 90 yards in 9 plays. Ian Cole threw a 18-yard touchdown pass to Tanner Siebert on 4th and goal from the 18-yard line to give them a 12-0 lead, and that kind of propelled them in this game. Christian Rudrud for Central, quarterback, came into the game with 1,300 rushing yards. He had 158 in this game and 2 touchdowns, but two of his runs were 53 yards and 39 yards. So Onalaska did a really good job kind of bottling him up in terms of what other teams have been able to do. So Central finishes the season 6-3. 6-1 the conference. Onalaska 7-2, both looking at home games for the first round of the playoffs, and Central shares the championship of the MVC with Holman, which beat La Crosse Logan tonight in its game.
Thorough and complete report from Todd Sommerfeld of CooleySports.com. Thank you dearly for telling us about what's going on in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Tough night tonight, John, for teams in La Crosse as both Central and Logan fall, but that means that Holman and La Crosse Central share the MVC title.
And they have that advantage, too. Of, they'll have some home games, home cooking right there. And they were able to be consistent all year long and then come through. So they'll be rewarded for that. That's huge.
Steve Prestigard of Queen Bee Radio was on Super Hits 106 Dubuque tonight. He had Fenimore and Mineral Point. Some Division 7 action this evening. Steve, what did you see this evening?
What did I not see? second half kickoff return and that put Mineral Point up 9 points, but Fenimore came back, took the lead, 36-28. Fenimore did. Mineral Point came back to tie the game at 36. Fenimore had a chance, but ended up having to punt, but the punt snap went over the punter's head. Mineral Point recovered it and end up with Liam Carey kicking an 18-yard field goal as time expired. Point beats Fenimore 39-36. That clinches a playoff berth for the Pointers. Fenimore already in the playoffs, most likely, but they're not going to end up with the two home games that they kind of had as a goal for this. Great ball game.
Sounds like you saw an outstanding one tonight, Steve. A lot of special teams action in that contest as Mineral Point gets that victory. They came into the evening as a 7 seed, so that's a nice win for them, and it does put Fenimore at risk of not getting a home game. Darlington's going to be your champion in the SWAL with a victory over Belleville tonight, 42-21. But in that southwest part of the state, you know, you get some of these smaller schools, D6, D7. I'm mistaken, actually. Mineral Point and Fenimore are both in D6. And you're going to have a lot of these teams probably seeing each other again in the postseason as well.
Yeah, they try, and geographically it makes sense. Financially it makes sense to not force teams to go that far. So it's you get to know them, and then you maybe get a chance at some revenge when the game is the most important, and that means you can end the other guy's season.
Mitch Marish of the Ozaukee Press saw Kettle Moraine Lutheran take on Port Washington tonight. Some East Central Conference action. Mitch, what did you see as you were covering this one?
Hey, guys, it was a big night for Port Washington. Emotional night. It was senior night and homecoming, and they dominated. They took they won 52-20. They were up 42-13 at half. This is a team that started 0-2 with some questions at quarterback. Their starter got hurt before the season started. They went with Cade Kintop. Then they went with Jack Bunyan, the coach's son. Cade Kintop turned out to be an all-around great player at wide receiver. He had an interception tonight on defense, and he's a good kick returner. And tonight, Aiden Mitchell had 3 touchdown catches of 20, 21, and 29 yards, and he blocked an extra point. 2 touchdowns came on consecutive plays after KML muffed the kickoff in between. Ashton Steinert had his second straight game with a return, a fumble for a touchdown. This one was 55 yards after a sack by Garrett Kozinski, the Port Wrestling champion, state champion. O'Neill Wright had a 54-yard touchdown run up the middle and a 77-yard kickoff return.
KML had the offense going early a little bit, and then their quarterback, Jonah Cruzy, got hurt his shoulder and was out in the second quarter and didn't return. Their offense struggled after that. Port came in 19th in Division III in the Matrix, so they're hoping to get a home game. They had a shot at the conference title. I'd heard Plymouth had edged Beaver Dam with a late score, so they're going to come in second in the East Central. KML was ranked 28th in Division IV. They finished 4-5, and they're right on the bubble now. So Port Washington comes in 6-3 in the playoffs, and KML sits on the bubble for tomorrow.
Thank you very much for that East Central Conference. Again, it's Plymouth that wins the East Central, and it's Port Washington that gets the win in that game over Kettle Moraine Lutheran 52-20. Moving on to the Madison area, Mike Thronson of DailyDodge.com saw Cambridge and Markazan tonight. Mike?
Yeah, guys, great game here tonight in Markazan, and the Hornets win the outright Eastern Suburban Conference Championship by knocking off Cambridge 22-16. Markazan quarterback Graydon Vredeveld had a great night. He threw a touchdown pass, and he ran for two more scores as the Hornets finished the season undefeated. A big difference in this game, guys, was the turnovers, the turnover battle. Markazan defensive tackle Caden Lager recovered two Cambridge fumbles that gave Markazan short fields, and they were able to turn those into touchdowns, and that was a big, big key in the game tonight. It was 22-8 Markazan with about 8:42 left in the fourth quarter. They had a chance to put it away there. Cambridge didn't go away quietly. They converted on a wild 30-yard play on a fourth down and 13, and then the very next play they scored on a 27-yard touchdown pass from Jet Horton to Jakari Crawford. They tacked on a two-point conversion. It was a six-point game. They had the ball again with about a minute and a half to go, faced with a fourth down on the Markazan 27, and Horton threw a pass to Oscar Brown, who was wide open. He dropped the ball. Ball goes over and downs to Markazan. They run out the clock, and they finish the season undefeated at 9-0. Cambridge finishes at 7-2.
Tough way for things to finish for Cambridge, but great update. Thank you, Mike Turney Thronson of DailyDodge.com. You know, John, we've got Todd Boltman on the line. He's our North Shore correspondent. He'll talk about Whitefish Bay in Hartford. We've got Alex Cook on the line. He'll talk about Tomahawk in Lakeland. We've got Eric Fisher on the line from Algoma. He'll talk about Luxembourg, Casco, and Freedom. We're hearing about all of these great games at the end of the season. Again, drama here as the playoffs are coming up.
Yeah, when they can reach down at the end of the year, it's amazing. But I think one thing we've learned from listening to these reports, the key to knowing who's going to win is whatever team has more kids named Aiden or Caden, because every big play seems to be made by one of those guys.
Football Friday Night brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Those reporters that I mentioned, stay on the line. We'll get to you after the break. This is Football Friday Night.
Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
Dairy Hardware is your one-stop shop for everything, from basic home repairs to large remodeling projects. You'll find sporting goods, small home appliances, and a wide selection of everyday tools ready to go. They cut keys, thread pipe, repair windows, rent rug shampooers, and offer free paint color matching. Stop in today to check out special sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proudly serving the Spring Green area with true hometown values.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Emily, Ella, Erica, or Tina will be more than happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Emily, Ella, Erica, or Tina will be more than happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Burnham Lumber of Rui salutes hog farmers during October Pork Month. Burnham's has been serving area farmers since 1954. That's over 70 years of building experience. If you're in need of any hog raising facilities or other agricultural buildings, Burnham Lumber is currently scheduling spring projects. Burnham Lumber also carries a full line of Mirafont energy-free and energy-efficient waterers. Order any Mirafont hog waterer in October and take 6% off, plus receive $65 to $120 in rebates for each qualifying purchase. That's Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, saluting hog farmers during October Pork Month.
Not much time. Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the
reporters. Alex Cook of Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ in Tomahawk saw Tomahawk in Lakeland tonight. Alex.
Yeah, so it was a really, really chippy night, to say the least, between these two teams. Great Northern Conference rivals that don't like each other. But Tomahawk did come away with a victory, 28-13. They rushed for a season-high 323 yards. They had three different players rush for 90 yards, including a career-high 124 and three touchdowns from their junior fullback, Tegan Saracen. It did get chippy. It was a little bit hairy with Tomahawk trailing 13-6 midway through the third quarter. But the Hatchets ran for over 200 yards in the second half, getting their eight-win season win their first one since 1999. And they also share a conference title, their first since 1985 with Mosinee. For perspective, 1985 was the Lumberjack Conference, wasn't even the GNC yet. So Tomahawk likely in the mix to get a one seed in Division Five after the win here tonight. They finish 8-1, 6-1 in Great Northern Conference play.
Great stuff, Alex, and great stuff for the Hatchets. We move on to Eric Fisher of 104.1 WRLU Algoma, the station that loves our country. Luxembourg Casco took on Freedom tonight. Eric, what do you have?
Yeah, tough back-to-back weeks for the Spartans as they went into last week 7-0, dropped their last two games, including tonight against Freedom, losing to Little Chute last week. But yeah, tough night here for the Spartans. They got out in front early, going up 7-0 before having Freedom answer it at 7-7. The two teams trade touchdowns, but Freedom able to get a field goal to end the first half to go up 17-14 at halftime. Same situation on the other side of the half. Freedom starts the ball. They go down the field, take up a lot of the third quarter, kick a field goal to go up 20-14. Luxembourg Casco unable to keep up with them, and they end up falling tonight 33-24.
Thank you very much, Eric. Huge game tonight that Tyler Dictanis saw and called on Extreme 107.1 Hit Music Platteville between Potosi Cassville and Black Hawk Warren. This, I would argue, was the game of the night, maybe one of the games of the season. Tyler, tell us about it.
Yeah, well, picking up in the fourth quarter, Blackhawk Warren led heading into the fourth 22-7 before Riverstar Potosi Cassville closed the gap to 22-13 after the two-point conversion was no good. Then Potosi Cassville had Blackhawk Warren on a 4th-and-10, but Bo Podner finds Bryce Van Ralty for a 59-yard touchdown catch and run to extend the lead for the Warriors 28-13. Potosi Cassville would get another score on a bend infield touchdown reception, but the outside kick was recovered by Blackhawk Warren. The Warriors were able to run out the clock, and the Blackhawk Warren Warriors win the Six Rivers Conference for the first time outright since 2019, the last time they won the state championship.
Blackhawk Warren, a team that routinely goes to Madison and wins state championships. They even take one state championship trophy stout south of the state line when they win, because Warren is actually a co-op program that cooperates with Blackhawk from Illinois. So Blackhawk Warren ends up being a conference champion with that victory tonight. Interesting stuff, John.
Yeah, so somebody in Illinois has got to feel good about something. That's nice, yeah.
It's amazing that Illinois actually has a halfway decent football team someplace. Certainly doesn't happen at the NFL level. Ooh. Todd Boltman covers the North Shore Conference for us for Football Friday night. He saw Whitefish Bay in Hartford tonight. Todd?
Yeah, Hartford needed this one to be in the playoff talk. And Whitefish Bay jumped out for a 14-0 halftime lead. Hartford tied it up. And then where the game really got interesting was with about 9 minutes left, Whitefish Bay fumbled on the 1 yard line. Simon Dewar takes it all the way back for a touchdown. I'm sorry, that was with about 4 minutes left. Takes it 99 yards for a touchdown. Hartford goes up. Whitefish Bay comes back and scores with a minute left. Hartford gets the ball one last time, and with 15 seconds left, Logan Lausenberg found his favorite receiver, Corey Rademacher, and Hartford gets the win tonight, 29-22, and that should punch their ticket to the playoffs.
A win that the Orioles needed, and they got it. Todd Boltman does such a great job with the North Shore Conference for us. We thank you for chiming in. Time to bring in Travis Wilson of BoundWisconsin.com. And Travis, glad to have you on. As always, a key week here in high school football in the state of Wisconsin, week 9, with the playoffs on the line for so many teams and a lot of surprising results. Let's start off in the FVA as Nina falls tonight with the chance to win a Fox Valley Association championship outright. Instead, they'll have to share the title with Kimberly as they end up falling to a 1-win Hortonville team, the upset of the year.
Guys, if we quadruple and quintuple check that score, because that makes absolutely zero sense. That is a shocker. It's certainly a huge upset. It reminds me a little bit of a few years ago, Muskego lost to, I think it was Oconomowoc, maybe even in week 9. That was really shocking and a surprise. So that is a shocker for sure. Nina has won a lot of really close games. They haven't blown anybody out. You know, the good teams on their schedule, they found a way to win. But that is an absolute shock.
Yeah, Travis, this is John talking to you a little bit. what's your experience with this? Like teams that tend to blow teams out all year long if they happen to get a challenge. I'm looking at Homestead tonight. They beat the daylights out of just about everybody all year. Their 14-point win is the closest to losing they had, and then they got a game from West Bend West tonight. Is it better to maybe get a challenge at the end?
I think most coaches would like to have a challenge or a few challenges at some point along the way. Whether that's the last game of the year or not, I think is a little bit up in the air. You'd like to maybe get a challenge for a little bit, put the game away, get your starters a rest in that last week of the regular season, get ready for the playoffs and stay sharp in the process. And again, I think people would like to be challenged, but week 9 is maybe not the one that they would take.
So, Travis, this is the first year with the new playoff system, and I think everyone's getting used to it. A lot of folks have been going to BoundWisconsin.com and checking those unofficial rankings. We've been talking a lot about it during the show tonight. What do you think is the vibe among everyone about going into this last week of the season? And we talked about this a little last week, too. The idea that you don't know what's going to happen really until the selection show that you're going to be on tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. because it really does depend on all of these other results that are going on around the state tonight.
Yeah, there's a lot of variables at play, for sure. For us at Reedsburg, we were kind of checking scores after our game tonight and seeing what games might impact our seed, what games might impact the teams that we would play or be matched up with at some point. And there's just so many variables. It's hard to know for sure until it's all in and you start looking and breaking everything down. I think there's a lot of excitement and interest about the new playoff system. Again, 90% of the coaches voted for it. And the updated rankings that have been posted since week 4, I think it is, or maybe week 3, that the WFCA and Andy LaVoy have been doing. And the WIA has been posting very late official kind of qualifying reports, they're calling it. I think this week they posted it on Thursday, which was 4 days after everybody knew what was going on. But I think it gives people an idea of what to expect. I think they've been able to see the last few weeks just how things can change. If you get a good win, it can certainly move you up a seed in 1 week. If you lose or if you play a really, a bad team that doesn't have a win, that can impact your score as well, and you might slide down a seed. So people have, I think, started to catch on to just how the things that can make a change in your number and ultimately your seed. But still, there's, people hanging in the balance. What seed am I going to be? Am I going to be one of the final qualifiers? Am I going to be a one seed, or is somebody else going to be a one seed? Am I a 5 or a 4? That's a huge difference playing in a home playoff game. So there's still a lot of unknowns, but it has been fun to kind of follow the different updates that have come out and again, kind of get a feel for where things may be.
And, of course, the coaches did vote for it, but you got to know there's going to be one or two now who are thinking, what a terrible system this is it's going to keep them out of there. But because they don't always embrace change in the world of high school football, but maybe as young coaches have come in and started to take over, maybe that's a reason the push happened. I guess what's the general feel that you get as people have thought more and more about this new system?
Overwhelmingly positive. There's always going to be some people that are going to be negatively impacted, or they'll see it through their own lens, and maybe it's not the perfect system for them. Maybe they played a weak schedule. Maybe they didn't have any good wins. Whatever it might be, there's always people that are going to find something to complain about. But I tell you what, when you get 90% of coaches to agree on anything, that's pretty impressive.
Travis Wilson of BoundWisconsin.com, you've got a big morning tomorrow, so we're going to keep this a little bit brief this evening, but we thank you for joining us as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week, level 1 of the playoffs. It'll be exciting.
Thanks, guys.
There you have it, Travis Wilson of BoundWisconsin.com, and some surprising results tonight. Some teams may be punching their tickets. Some teams may be finding their way out of the playoffs. We've had a little of everything tonight, John.
Yeah, it's been great. And again, when you see, the first thing I saw was the Nina score in the second quarter where it looked like they were in danger, and then it turns out that they were in absolute danger. There's so many variables that go into this because we do tend to think that it's going to be the same cast of characters every year.
One more segment coming up. This is Football Friday Night.
attention. Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-1155. 800-885-1155. Again, that's 800-885-1155.
At Beck's, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Beck's Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student athlete by searching Beck's Player with Heart.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun.
Treat yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
Dairy Hardware is your one-stop shop for everything, from basic home repairs to large remodeling projects. You'll find sporting goods, small home appliances, and a wide selection of everyday tools ready to go. They cut keys, thread pipe, repair windows, rent rug shampooers, and offer free paint color matching. Stop in today to check out special sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proudly serving the Spring Green area with true hometown values.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Football Friday night, final segment of this Week 9 program where we're talking about conference championships and teams making or not making the playoffs. Let's bring on John Satterley of 97.7 Country, WGLR in Lancaster. The Flying Arrows of Lancaster took on New Glarus tonight. John, what do we have?
Well, it was a very interesting game, very physical game, and New Glarus, they scored all three of their touchdowns in the first half. They took a lead 21-12 going into halftime. It was a missed field goal by New Glarus that kept it 21-12. Second half was pretty much all Lancaster. They scored a 17-play, 99-yard drive with 4:33 to go in the fourth quarter to pull within 21-18. and then they get the ball back, drive down to the 11-yard line, a pass deflected by Nuglaris in the end zone, ends the game. Nuglaris 21, Lancaster 18 is your final score. Nuglaris, co-conference champions of the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Lancaster now needing some help to get into the playoffs, now with their 4-5 overall record, 2-5 in the SWC.
Great win tonight for Nuglaris. Thank you very much, John. On to Phil Nee of Country and Community, 100.9 WRCO Richland Center. Fine affiliate of Football Friday Night. He saw Richland Center's Hornets take on Prairie du Chien. What happened in that one, Phil?
Great. Yeah, it's good to be back-to-back with John Satterley because Prairie du Chien shares the conference title now with Nuglaris after a win. Richland Center was leading 22-7 in the first quarter, but Prairie reeled off a total of 43 points to take a big lead, and they go on to win 50-30. So Prairie du Chien improves to 6-1 in the conference. Richland Center falls to 4-5, 3-4 in the league, not mathematically out of it, but they would certainly be on the bubble. One other game from our area, it was River Valley losing to Dodgeville tonight, so River Valley kept from a tri-conference championship in the Southwest as Dodgeville wins 22-20.
Appreciate you. Great update. And yeah, Prairie du Chien, big win for them. One last one we'll squeeze in here. Mike Whitlow. It's a big one that we're squeezing in, too. These two teams met twice last year, including in level four of the playoffs. It's Muskego and Maguanago, a huge Classic 8 rivalry. The Warriors needed to win tonight to claim the Classic 8 conference. Did they get the job done, Mike?
Hey, Fife. Yeah, I'd say they got the job done and then some. The Warriors win 38-21 on the back of an incredible performance from Jackson Niemiec, who had four touchdowns, all of which came in the first half in three different forms. He ran for two touchdowns, including a 69-yard touchdown. He returned a punt for a touchdown and caught a 54-yard touchdown on 3rd and 18 on the second drive for Muskego. By halftime, it was 35-0 Warriors, and that was pretty much all she wrote. They just completely shell-shocked Maguanago and honestly looked like one of, if not the team to beat in D1 this year.
Thank you very much, Mike Whitlow. Outstanding coverage in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. John, it looks like Ken Krause's boys are ready for the postseason.
That's just shocking.
Hello there. It is just shocking. It's just how do you keep that consistency? And I know that there are ultrasounds of Muskego babies running their system, but because they run it from the very, very young age. But still, you'd think there'd be a dip in the consistency of the program, but that man, Mr. Krause, just knows what he's doing. And those kids, they respond. Such a disciplined group, but they also, we've been out there before, and they actually have fun. Sometimes these machine-type programs, they don't actually let them smile, but they actually have a lot of fun doing what they do.
And not only that, we're hearing that Ken Krause actually did not coach in tonight's game. It was defensive coordinator Ryan Lucchese who assumed head coaching duties this evening in Krause's place. It's their sixth conference title in 8 years. The entire coaching staff getting the job done for Muskego. John, it is scoreboard time. Take a breather. I'm going to handle the entire scoreboard tonight in Chuck's stead. This scoreboard update is presented by Catholic Memorial High School, where you rise. We will start in the Milwaukee area, where you're hearing us on Fox Sports 920 tonight, in addition to the iHeartRadio app. And we'll start with a game that Dick Graceffa updated us on from WRJN in Racine. The Lake Geneva Badgers claimed the Southern Lakes Conference Championship and finished an unbeaten season with a 45-14 victory over the Union Grove Broncos. The Broncos take their first loss of the year. Metro Classic Conference. Lake Country Lutheran defeats Martin Luther 35-20. That means Lake Country Lutheran wins a share of the Metro Classic in addition to Racine St. Cats. The Angels also claim a share of the Metro Classic with a 41-8 win over Shoreland Lutheran. We just talked about Muskego beating Maguanago 38-21 tonight to claim the Classic 8 Conference Championship. Also, Arrowhead gets a 42-0 shutout over Kettle Moraine. That means that the Warhawks look good to get a 1 seed as well out of the Classic 8. Kettle Moraine very much on the bubble for the postseason with that loss. North Shore Conference, your champions, the Homestead Highlanders. They finished the season unbeaten with a 27-20 win over a good West Bend West team. Also tonight, Slinger defeats Cedarburg 41-0, and it was Hartford getting the victory over Whitefish Bay 29-22. Parkland Conference, a surprising result. Eisenhower defeats New Berlin West in the National Avenue Championship game. It's Eisenhower 15, New Berlin West 10, just the second loss of the season for the Vikings, who were looking like they were going to be a one seed in Division 3. They may now lose that title. Meanwhile, the champion of the Parkland Conference, conference will be Catholic Memorial. No surprise there. They easily handle Waukesha South tonight, 38-7. Wauwatosa West gets a victory tonight over West Allis Central, 36-8. The Trojans came into tonight as a 6 seed. Good chance they move up a little bit with that victory. Greater Metro Conference. There was a 4-way tie for the top of the Greater Metro Conference coming into tonight. It will be a 3-way tie in the end because Germantown defeated Marquette tonight in a great game, 27-24. That game took place at Brookfield Central. Of course, Marquette not able to play at home due to Hart Park being basically destroyed by flooding. At least the turf was this summer. Still working on getting that place back in shape. Sussex Hamilton will get a share of the Greater Metro Conference with a 43-26 win over Brookfield Central in Sussex, and it was Brookfield East shutting out Menominee Falls tonight to also get a share of the Greater Metro. 42-0 your final score in that one. In the Southeast Conference, goodness knows, Franklin, the number one team in Division One. No issues with Horlick tonight. 49-12, they get the victory there. Case over Bradford, 31-20 in that contest. That was a good game between Case and Bradford. Don Wadowitz gave us an update on that. And it was Oak Creek defeating Tremper tonight, 42-7. In the Woodland Conference, Whitnall gets a victory over Greendale, 37-21. Wisconsin Lutheran defeats Greenfield, 28-14. The champion of the Woodland is Grafton. They got a forfeit win because Shorewood Messmer is not playing this season. Grafton will win that conference with an unbeaten 7-0 record. Speaking of an unbeaten 7-0 record in conference play, that's the case for Port Washington. They defeat Kettle Moraine Lutheran tonight to win the East Central Conference, 52-20. Let's head to the Madison area. Last night, Middleton claimed the Big 8 Conference with a 38-9 victory over Madison West. In the Six Rivers Conference, great game tonight between Blackhawk Warren and Potosi Cassville, but it was the Warriors of Blackhawk Warren claiming the Six Rivers Conference in a battle of unbeatens, 28-21. We talked with Tyler Dictonis about that earlier on in the show. Markazan wins the Eastern Suburban Conference with a 22-16 win over Cambridge tonight. In the Badger Large, Wanakee will be your champion after beating Milton tonight in a good game, 42-14. Monona Grove shuts out Fort Atkinson, wins big time, 58-0. Sun Prairie East is probably headed to the postseason after a 17-7 win over DeForest, and it was Oregon over Sun Prairie West, 14-12. Badgers small. Edgewood had a chance to win the conference outright tonight. They couldn't do it. Sauk Prairie gets victory over Edgewood, 20-7. Also, it was Mount Horeb Barneville getting victory over Portage, 47-20. That means those three teams, Sauk Prairie, Edgewood, and Mount Horeb Barneveld, will share the Badgers small title. In the SWAL, it was Darlington claiming the conference championship with a 42-21 win over Belleville, and Mineral Point got a win over Fenimore, 39-36. Capital Conference, Lake Mills defeats Clinton, 52-8. Your champions will be the Columbus Cardinals. They shut out Turner, 43-0. And another shutout tonight, Lodi over Houstoncon, 35-0. East Central Conference, Plymouth over Beaver Dam, 27-26. Great game. We talked with Wade Bates about that one earlier in the show. SWC, New Glarus gets a share of the conference championship with a 21-18 win over Lancaster. Also, Prairie du Chien will share that conference championship after they defeated Richland Center, 50-30. Dodgeville gets a victory, just their second of the season. They defeat River Valley tonight, 22-20. That's quite the upset there. Big 8 Conference, Verona over Janesville Craig, 56-8 tonight. And it was Madison Memorial over La Follette, 49-7. Fox Valley Region, FRCC South. Notre Dame defeats Oshkosh in a battle of unbeatens tonight, 34-14. They are your FRCC South champions. Also, it was Green Bay West defeating Green Bay East in a battle of rivals that met for the 120th time. West over East, Wildcats over Red Devils, 7-3 your final score in that one. Northeastern Conference, Freedom gets a win over Luxembourg Casco tonight, 33-20. That's a nice win for the Irish as they came in as a 4 seed in Division 4. Good chance that moves up to maybe a 3 seed with that victory. Bay Conference, Winnicani will share will get the championship in the Bay Conference. They took on Seymour tonight, and they beat Seymour in a battle of teams that were unbeaten in the Bay. 29-12 was your final score there. Flyway Conference, Mayville claims that conference championship with a win over defending state champion Lomira, 27-14. Fox Valley Association, all heck broke loose tonight. Kimberly over Appleton North, 28-10. Hortonville defeats Nina, 17-14. That's a huge win for Hortonville. That means Nina and Kimberly will share that championship. Kakana over Appleton East, 14-7. Bondi over Oshkosh West, 48-14. FRCC North, Bayport defeats Pulaski, 42-0. John, 10 seconds for final thoughts.
Marshfield is going to vacuum seal their kicker's foot after winning two games in the last second on field goals.
My thanks to John Pearson for joining us tonight. Spencer Williams for producing the show. Ryan Ellerbush for doing a great job putting together the scoreboard tonight. We're running out of time. We didn't get to all of it, but I appreciate your work tonight, Ryan. And, of course, my name is Dan Pfeiffer saying be a fan. Thanks for listening. And join us next week for Level 1 of the high school postseason. This has been Football Friday Night. We'll see you, everybody.
Probably thought or even wished that I was dead while the army's all asleep.
At A&W in Boscobel, they know what it takes to make a bacon cheeseburger. After all, they invented it back in 1963. This mouthwatering classic features a 1/3-pound double burger made with 100% U.S. beef, topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. Guests can make it a combo with delicious sides like cheese curds, coney dogs, or onion rings, and top it all off with a frosty mug of fresh-made A&W root beer. Located right on Highway 61 in Boscobel, A&W is still serving up the signature flavor and small-town charm, one burger at a time.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream, I scream, we all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Football Friday Night, courtesy of the Wisconsin Radio Network, is sponsored on WRCO Radio by Larson Collision and Paint, Burnham Lumber, Classic Auto Body, Walsh's Ace, Scott